Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
I want the rich man pay more tax. I need the pressure of the poor man's back.
Well, I want the rich tax more unless I happen to be one of them and not one of the victims.
A victim of the stinking system.
All right, Hulk, we're going to take a radio survey, and I would like for you to participate, okay? Everybody who would like to be a millionaire, if you would like to be a millionaire, just please, just for a second, reach over here and touch your radio. Just put your hand on the radio.
Without any surprise, our high-tech gadget radio meter thingy registered that everyone listening, all five of you, including your mom, touched the radio. So thank you very much.
I thank you for reaching over here and taking part in the survey of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
And now we're going to take another survey of who wants to eat a big tub of homemade ice cream without getting a big gut.
Who doesn't want to be a millionaire? You know, it's surprising how many business people believe that greed is the driving force of any booming economy. The thought is, well, it's not from the good-heartedness of the butcher or the baker that we expect our dinner, but from their regard to their own interests.
Money means power. Money means love. Money means hate between sisters and brothers. Money means war if the money man wants it. Money means the world is yours if you got it. Money means rich looking down on poor. Money means more and more and more. Money means the key to open up all doors. Money means innocence when you break the law. Money means control, and you know that's not funny. Money means money, that's the way it is, honey. Money means the difference between good and bad luck. Money means I wish money didn't mean so much.
Hope, what exactly is wealth? And what does a typical, real, authentic, wealthy man look like? Wealth, of course, is kind of subjective. Needless to say, the average American home with a two-story house, two cars, and numerous pieces of furniture and electronic equipment appear much wealthier than the African family standing in front of a primitive hut with a few bowls of this and that, some instruments, and a few pieces of clothing. Now, it doesn't quite tell the whole story, does it? True wealth is not simply based on appearance. Did you know that true wealthy people, Bubba, are usually not the ones who appear wealthy? Here's what the average millionaire does not do. He does not go around acting like a millionaire. And instead, the average millionaire in this country lives within his means, and he saves or invests most of his income. There's an expression for people who spend a lot of money trying to look rich. Big hat, no cattle. Now, a $500,000 home, a flashy car, or several of them, expensive suits, and exotic vacations are not so much a proof of wealth as they are a drain on it. Actually, there's a secret to building wealth. It's to continually expand the difference between your income and your expenses. Take it from some experts like Steve Waters in New Man Magazine or Dave Ramsey in Financial Peace. Here's what you do. Take bold steps toward getting out of debt and to having just a little small amount left over each month at least. No matter how great or small your income, there is a delicious peace of mind knowing that there's money left over at the end of the month. When it goes the other way, you know, Bubba, when you've spent every dollar and have to borrow against your future to pay for the now, there's a sense of defeat and acute misery. And for your woman, for your wife, she is very insecure. Woman wants to be secure financially. So if you're married now or if you're going to get married later, remember, it's a lot more tempting to build wealth by striking it rich. But the monotonous, and it is kind of monotonous, a process of tracking income and outgoing money, that kind of builds wealth. This approach was endorsed in days of antiquity by a guy named King Solomon. He was one of the wealthiest kings of all time. He says, money quickly gotten is going to dwindle, but he who gathers a little bit at a time is going to increase it. Living within your means is not sexy, but it's the most practical first step toward building wealth. And it's a pretty important discipline that helps to keep greed at bay.
I wish money didn't mean so much.
Any pursuit of wealth that causes you to give up your family and your health or your reputation, I'm telling you, dude, it's an unfair trade of money for riches that money can't buy. Those riches, humanly speaking, are the relationships you have with your woman and with your kids. Or if you're single, for those to come in the future. Charles Ross says, if you want wealth, do it slowly. Find something you love. Learn to do it very well. Find somebody to pay you for it, even if you're doing it on a part-time basis to begin. It's going to involve some risk because leaving work that you just tolerate, where you're just existing, to do what you really love, what you have a passion for, is probably going to involve risk. Then again, that's the occupational hazard of being an entrepreneur. You got to take that first step, though, Bubby, doing what you love, even if it's just on a part-time basis. Loving what you do for a living may not make you a millionaire, incidentally, but it may very well invite the sweetest blessings of God, since the desires of your heart are most likely to do the kinds of things that He created you to do in the first place.
Money means no limit to what man can do. Money means maybe a hungry child can eat. Money means help for people on the street. Money means families that can stay together. Money means education that can make a life better. Money means jobs to make a person whole. Money means hope when you set your goals. Money means you got a choice to do the right thing. Money means a chance to help another man sing. So money means many things that you have seen. Money means
capitalist has to continually give his wealth back to the system in the form of new gifts and investments. And before you, the entrepreneur, gets any payoff, do you realize you have to invest in property and resources, got to hand out paychecks even when you're not even sure how you're going to get paid? And when the money does start coming in, hey, you don't usually get to go on a big honking spending spree. Heaven forbid you have a woman who does that. You usually have to roll it back into new investments to expand your company. The incentive to build more wealth requires overcoming the temptation to be greedy. In fact, the man who makes the most money is the man who serves the best. There's a truth from the days of antiquity. It's in the Old Testament. He who refreshes others himself is going to be refreshed. Bottom line is, be generous. Recognize who your provider is, Bubba, and knowing that you can never give away more than he can give you in return.
Men Who Win with Gary Chester. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com. menwhowin.com.